From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker said what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. The remarks follow reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish government officials say the country's military radar locked on to the Russian jet and Turkish Air Force F-16 fighters were scrambled to intercept it. A Turkish official quoted in the media said its jets would have engaged, but the Russian plane returned to Syrian airspace. Under current rules of engagement, Turkish forces can attack any warplane operating from Syria that breaches its airspace. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu warned Russia against future violations. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade pact. The pact will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. Andrew Robb is the Australian Trade and Investment Minister.
The magnitude of the and the importance of rules for 21st century issues can't be underscored enough. And I'm very proud to be associated with this very complex and ambitious agreement is going to lead to far more seamless trade.
Andrew Robb. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday extended a mandate past its October 20th expiration. That's a move that may complicate peace efforts. This is VOA News. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N'Gafouane has resigned. He says he wants to be a participant in the upcoming 2017 presidential general elections. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warns hunger conditions are set to worsen for 60 million people across sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Red Cross is launching an $8 million emergency appeal to assist more than 200,000 people in Gambia, Mauritania, Malawi, Namibia, Senegal, and Zimbabwe. The appeal aims to help the most vulnerable of the millions at risk. Africa suffers from chronic food shortages and is regularly hit with floods and drought that decimate harvests, leaving millions of people dependent on food aid to survive. The Red Cross says the situation is getting worse as the El Nino climate phenomenon is set to strengthen into next year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The government of the Republic of Congo has called a referendum for October 25th on a proposed constitutional amendment to allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for a third term. The proposed amendment announced Monday after a cabinet meeting would also abolish an upper age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. President Sassou Nguesso is 72 and is barred by the current constitution from seeking another term. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and their patients. The word comes from U.S. Army General John Campbell. He's the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. He told reporters Monday at the Pentagon he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire.
As has been reported, I have ordered a thorough investigation into this tragic incident, and the investigation is ongoing. The Afghans had ordered the same. If errors were committed, we will acknowledge them.
The half-hour-long bombing attacks hit a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders. 12 hospital staff and 10 patients were killed. Dozens of people were killed in a series of car bombings across Iraq. Police say the largest bomb exploded near a crowded market in the predominantly Shiite town of Khalis. A second attack struck a market in the town of Al-Zubair. And Baghdad police say a car bomb exploded in the Husseiniyah district in the northern outskirts of the city. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced the creation of two new marine sanctuaries in the states of Maryland and Wisconsin. He delivered that message via video to an international conference on the world's marine ecosystem meeting in Chile. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.